You're listening to Saturday Breakfast with Adrian Francis on ABC Radio Canberra.
Yuma and welcome, Costa. Thanks so much for being with us on Saturday Breakfast.
Oh, what a pleasure. I love catching up with the Capital and everyone down there. And I was actually down there last weekend for a friend's birthday. So that's the first time I've been down in your parts for months and months.
And the country is looking so good, isn't it?
Like, seriously, the drive down, I mean, normally that space between Picton and Goulburn, I mean, that over the last 10 years has just been dry, just, you know, literally Spinifex. And to see it so green, and it was raining all the way down, and Lake George greeted me with a generously fresh temperature when I got out of the car. And I was like, yeah, I love it. Thank you. I'm back in Canberra. It's November and I'm freezing.
Custer, it almost looked a bit like a rice paddy out there around Lake George and Collector, all that water.
Whoa. I couldn't believe how much water was just in paddocks and little creek lines that were running and overflowing. And then, yeah, Lake George, I stopped at the lookout at the Canberra end, and that's quite a vantage point up there, and the water was literally to the edge of the paddock. It's the first time I've seen it like that in years.
It really brings a smile to the face, doesn't it? It just makes you feel so good, particularly for those farmers that have been doing it tough. Mm. Now, here in the city of Canberra, the ACT government's getting ready to begin a pilot FOGO, or food organics and garden organics trial, in a couple of the suburbs. Now, I understand you're a huge FOGO fan. What can we expect? How does it work?
Look, I'm a fan because we have to do something about food waste, and it should never go to landfill. It's a question of changing our whole perception and our whole language around waste, and seeing any food scraps and any food leftovers as a resource. And that's effectively what FOGO is giving us the opportunity to do. Because, look, unfortunately, I wish everyone was a zealot like me, and they all wanted to turn every bit of land they have access to, be it the nature strip or a little bit of parkland or whatever, into a composting facility. But look, there's lots of people living in units and higher density. And, you know, sadly, not everyone wants to compost as madly as I do. And I accept that. I've come to grips with that. I've had counselling. So I see FOGO as the chance to say, all right, you don't have to be into it as badly as I am, but you can still do exactly what I'm doing, which is contributing to food as a resource, not as rubbish, and then that rubbish going into landfill and being a landmine that we leave future generations, a toxic, leachate-filled, anaerobic mess. So effectively, what FOGO is saying, all right, we have the facilities, we have the infrastructure, we have a system where people know this bin lives here on our property, the green one does this, the red one, or whatever your colours are. You know, up here in Sydney, the landfill bin is red, the green, the garden organics is green, and the recycling is yellow. So effectively, we say, okay, the system's there. The system's in suburbs all over the country. So now what we're doing is saying, well, let's tweak the system a bit and say, right, you can put your food scraps into the bin that you normally put all your garden waste, because it was all once living. It's all organic material that we should be saving. And so then we take that, it goes to a facility, and they turn it into compost. Compost is a resource. It's saying to everyone, all the citizens of your municipalities, let's not cost our council's money. Let's save the money so that we're not sending it to landfill. And the statistics are in, basically around the country. I've been involved with Penrith. I've been involved with Bega. I've been involved most recently with Randwick, Launceston, Devonport. And effectively, you can work off the rough figures that 30 to 50% of what's in people's landfill bin every week is food.
Yes, and I've got the figures here in the ACT, Costa. So roughly one third of the household rubbish bin is actually food, according to the ACT government. And that means we're sending here in the ACT around 26,000 tonnes of food waste to landfill. So any opportunity to divert it is exciting. And that's what this new FOGO service is all about. So what are some tips that you might have for householders? Is there anything that you can't put in there when it comes to food scraps and food waste?
Yeah, well, look. The key to it, I suppose, before I get to the tips, the key to it is that there's a bit of change involved. Now change, you know what it's like. We don't do change well. So what FOGO is saying is, all right, your landfill bin, your red bin, or I don't believe it's red in Canberra. I think you've got a different colour. But anyway, the bin that you put your normal rubbish in normally comes and gets collected once a week. What we do with FOGO is say, well, off those stats you just mentioned, we're now putting the landfill bin back to once a fortnight, but we're going to collect the green bin once a week. And that means that by not having the food in the waste bin, you can actually look inside there and start to separate the waste in there even better. The soft plastics can go to REDcycle. You can set up a separate container, put all your soft plastics in and take them to the supermarket when you're in or near the supermarket. Your tins and your containers, you can separate those and make sure they go into the bin. And then what you'll find is that even though your bin is only going out once a fortnight, you're not even going to need it once a fortnight because the majority of the stuff is being separated. And that to me is the holy grail, because what we can aim at is actually not even putting it out fortnightly, struggling to put it out monthly because you're keeping all those other things out. As far as tips, basically you have a bench top. Once you join up, so at the moment there's some trial councils that are being the sort of leaders, the test areas, you get a benchtop tidy. And the benchtop tidy is key because that's where you can put all of your food scraps as soon as you make them. Bang, boonk, straight into that benchtop caddy. The most important tip I can say to you is when you have a benchtop caddy, if you have the one that you provided or if you choose your own, make sure it seals so that you don't end up with all of those pesky little vinegar flies that will come because they smell the fruit peels and skins and things. Because if you're leading it in your family and they're not quite on board yet, if they come in the morning to get something from the sink or do something at the benchtop, they move a bowl or they move something, and then up pops a plume of vinegar flies, couple down the throat, couple up the nose, you're not going to be the advocate that we need to win this over. And the simple way that you stop that is open the benchtop caddy, put the scraps in and close the benchtop caddy. And actually, when you pull the handle down in the opposite direction, it locks so that it prevents any little vinegar flies forming. And that is a big... It sounds like a little thing, but if we're going to get everyone on board, we've got to get that right.
Got to make it easy, don't we?
Yeah.
Easy to integrate.
And so basically all of your food scraps, think banana peels, orange skins, onion skins. You got some leftover rotten moldy bread, in it goes. You've got some Manxville that's living some sort of soupy, off waste that's living in the bottom of the crisper. Oh, that's perfect for FOGO. Pour it in there. All of it can go. Meat, bones. You've had a chook, you've had meat, any of that stuff. Some of those things that people suggest you go easy with when you're doing home composting until you get the system up and running. FOGO is just a glutton for it.
That's amazing. Get it in there. So like meat protein, what about dog droppings and some of the other things? No?
No. So dog droppings and cat droppings, at this stage, don't put those in there because they have a different range of pathogens and you're better off putting those in the toilet.
top tip. So what have we learnt from the existing trial councils in New South Wales? You mentioned Bega was one of them. When it comes to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, creating compost, increasing recycling, driving and diverting food waste away from landfill.
So the most recent stats I have for you, and this is exciting because Randwick completed exactly what Canberra's doing at the moment. They had about 12 months of a trial program, and then they kicked it off in March this year, so March 2021. And since from March till now, so that's about 7 months, they've slashed waste in the red bin. So they've slashed the landfill waste by 30%.
Wow.
Like, that is epic, right? But conversely, or I should say in symphony with this, they've increased green waste recovery by a whopping 75%.
Wow.
So think about that. We're not only reducing what's going to landfill, we're increasing what's going to composting. And so I was only talking, so at the moment for the Canberra trial suburbs, we're doing it's either 4 or 6 public sessions, online Zoom sessions, and I've been going to them, and I was at the second one yesterday online, and I was just saying that the way we can think about it is that what that means is that 75, in Randwick's case, they increase the green waste recovery so that 75% more compostable material was going to their composting facility. And I say this, it's a facility that's growing fertility. And that fertility is fertility that then comes back to our parks, which, so when you want to think, you mentioned about how does this fit into the big picture? If we have that sort of organic material, that sort of humus and compost that we can put back into our parks, that cools our parks so that it means people can be outside and enjoying cooler summers. If we use that on our street trees, we cool the streets, which means that cools the air around our houses so we don't need to be drawing on electricity to crank up the 4 or 6 or 8 horsepower air conditioners. It can go onto our sports fields, which means they have a better coverage. It means they use less water. If the more organic material, you only need to increase the organic component of a soil by 1%, and that increases the water storage capacity over a hectare by 100 to 120,000 litres. So we're hydrating the landscape better, which means we use less water because we store water better. That then cools the land. It means we grow more trees. If we grow more trees, that keeps the entire ecosystem operating under a lot less stress. So all this, you know what I love about it? Because that's big lens stuff. That's big wide angle. Like, look at the COP26. How do I become a part of it? How can I help, you know, when you're looking at all of this, these big, serious challenges that we face? Your Benchtop Tidy is somewhere that you can help every single day on from the smallest of scales of your family, but that has an impact of your local world and then the world on a big scale.
Costa, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing some of your experiences. And I hope you have a happy and safe Christmas and New Year period with your family and friends.
Thanks a lot. Back at everyone in Canberra, and let's go FOGO.
This is Saturday Breakfast with Adrian Francis on ABC Radio Canberra.